Santa Guta, and welcome to the Gleep Glossary. This is an all-new edition for, you know, loyal Patreon subscribers. I'm joined with, as always, whoever is available, Steven Zadak.
Hello.
And Andrew Jubin.
Hi there.
No yo?
Dude, the yo is fucking Mel Rowe, man. This is the Gleep fucking glossary, dude.
Excuse me. I didn't. I thought it was just all galactic standard basic.
No, no way, dude. I can't fucking drag that out across all these sideshows. Come on.
So Chris Cabin has been detained at the border.
Sad.
That's sad.
I don't have any other information at this time, and we will pass that along.
Except that in real life, by the way, he's not ill with the vid, okay?
Yes, that is important to sort of...
He's at the dentist having some emergency work done. I feel like in these times, man, we can't be coy about the location of Chris Cabin.
We used to talk about his ghost on the show.
That's true, but like confirming right here, May the 1st, 2020, that dude is definitely not dead.
No. He just missed two things we recorded. It's no big deal.
Totally.
We all miss stuff sometimes. Sure. I miss going outside. I miss seeing you guys. We're doing everything remote now. It's very bizarre. And you know what else is bizarre? Is the world of the Star Wars expanded universe. And for that, I need a beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 2:22 Eastern time, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, whatever. I'm with you, Eric.
It's Friday. Well, I'm actually Friday. Still technically...
It's Friday. It's 2:22 p.m. Now 2:23, so we're inching closer to 5.
Well, I'm still technically at work.
it's my birthday. So.
Yay!
Hey, Steve, so am I. Yes, and happy birthday, Eric, by the way.
And so am I.
That's true.
This is a job.
Labor is
important and valuable.
It's very true.
No one else could read from The Essential Guide to Characters. And today... Page 66, for those of you following along in the good book, Gertog, the Gormarian Pig Guard.
Yes. Now, these guys are those little green dudes, the pig dudes with the runny noses. Mm-hmm. I hope we get into the runny nose situation and like what planet they come from and why there's no tissues in Jabba's palace.
Right. Yes, exactly. This is some Jabba's guys. And we're all going to be looking like Gormarian pig guards once the lockdown ends and we can go outside with our big husky bodies dripping. Who knows what?
I just got to order some like chest harnesses at this point. That's all I need.
Chest harnesses and then your Halloween costume's complete.
It's a man's ear or a bro. Anyway, so the planet of Gamor is a pleasant planet with an unpleasant dominant species.
A pleasant planet? I thought you were saying pleasure planet.
No, it's not. Oh, that fuck, dude. How do you think these things fuck? They get down in the filth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, that slop. Every sexual encounter starts like with mud wrestling.
A sea of cum and shit?
It is wet, filthy, and quick, is what I'm guessing.
Quick! Yeah, that is some efficient pig fuckery, dude.
The Gormarians are forever at war with anyone who will fight.
What?
It's like the United States of America.
Oh, right? I see. Got it.
The males are trained from birth in warfare and weaponry. As adults, their time is spent pillaging other Gormarian clans while the women slave at home.
Whoa.
Crazy. Just throwing around the S word like that. I mean...
Well, we love it in Star Wars. We fucking can't get enough of that word.
It's true. These porcine creatures are experts at using ancient weapons, as using a blaster on Gamor is considered déclassé.
Mm. Wow, dude. Yeah, they're too advanced for that.
I respect the Gamorreans. That is a class of people I understand.
A dripping axe, a relic of a more civilized time.
Luke, when we go to Alderaan, I hope I can take you to this Gamorrean whorehouse that knows me by name.
No one fucks better than a Gamorrean prostitute, Luke. You get down in the slop. It's quick. It's efficient.
But Obi-Wan, am I supposed to put it in the snout? If so, which hole?
You won't last 5 seconds, Luke.
Master Yoda, I was fucking some pig people.
Trip to Gamaria, I see.
Oh, my Lord. Yoda's great. I bet Yoda's fucked some pigs.
What's his hog thing, you think? What's the hog situation?
I think unfortunately the hog situation for a Yoda is it's
spiral
micro penis.
To scale is what I was trying to say.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So like if you had Yoda's penis, Steve, that's embarrassing. But for a Yoda, you know what I mean? Like he's like,
what? I've never gotten complaints.
Good size it is. So I mean, like
back walls, I hit.
Yeah, it's just like a little fucking green Tootsie Roll, dude.
Well, his like skin is kind of like a dusty green old bag.
Yeah,
I assume his dick is probably like that. I bet his dick looks like a giant scrote or something.
Yeah, well, also, like, yeah, his balls must be, like, just old and saggy.
He might not have underwear. Balls.
Yeah. Oh, you might not have balls. Yeah,
he might not have balls, and he's definitely not wearing underwear.
Okay. So comment below, hashtag balls yes or hashtag balls no.
Binding they are.
All right. Getting back to the Gamorreans here. When their species was discovered by trade ships, the Gamorreans quickly became popular as slave workers. What goes around comes around.
Also, popular is the word you want to use there. I mean, I guess so.
New Gamorreans are in.
I want a real fat Gamorrean.
Kick the tires. You know, hit the back walls. See if you like it. Here's the keys.
Uncle Owen, what about that big green one?
Are you familiar in Kama Sutra?
Yeah. Hey, what are you trying to push on us?
Dude, honestly, like, I know how popular and important R2-D2 and C-3PO are to pop culture history, sure. But... Man, it would have just kind of been fun if he instead picked up a couple of pig people.
Absolutely.
Get a couple of pig people on the Millennium Falcon like that, dude. That's a fucking fun time. But it would make Star Wars more like a Rodney Dangerfield movie.
We can't take off. There's too many pig people.
Any way you want it, that's the way. Like, it would be pretty great, I think.
Where'd that slop come from? It's a party. So
they were popular slaves. Okay, right, got yes. it. Got
however,
it.
Given their violent disposition, even the more unsavory business creatures of the galaxy recognize that Gamorreans are would be better used as guards, soldiers, and mercenaries.
Mm. Mm. Business creatures, by the way. That's an interesting phrase.
Yeah, I think they're talking about Watto's, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but at the same time, I was thinking about like a Gleep Glop in a fucking three-piece suit. He's a little fucking business alien, dude.
All right, so now where was I in the good book? although a few Gamorreans tried their hand at bounty hunting, their bulk and lack of stealth usually led to failure.
Come on.
Dude, now I'm thinking about like Chris Farley, Star Wars bounty hunter.
Just like tripping over himself, dropping his blaster.
Falling onto like a paper mache table and smashing it.
Exactly. A table made out of wrapping paper.
Gertog was... one of 12 Gamorreans who came to Tatooine at the request of Jabba the Hutt.
Wow.
As was their custom, the Gamorreans engaged their employer in personal combat before they agreed to work.
Wait a second. Does that mean that these pig people had to fight Jabba the Hutt?
That yes, but there's some twists and turns in this tale.
Oh, okay, shit. Well, Gartog, we like what you're doing here. The resume is very impressive, an incredible CV. Would you like to engage me in some combat before we can offer you health benefits? Alrighty then.
Just fighting some middle-aged bald guy.
Nothing weird about this.
You know, it's kind of not too different from our universe.
It's true. the hoops you got to get through to jump through to get a job in these days.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Well, not these exact crazy days.
You know, just
previous days
in general. Yeah, on previous days.
Just like on, just like a Gamarian slave worker, you also have no social safety net.
All right, Gartug, you pinned me in less than 2 minutes, which means you get full health benefits, but not dental.
Oh. See, that's why these pig people got to be pushing for fucking swine-iversal healthcare, dude.
They really should. I mean, it's time.
You shouldn't have to wrestle your boss to be able to afford a tragedy.
I shouldn't have to pin my boss when I have a toothache.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll hire you help Hicks, but you gotta pin me first.
Definitely.
Oh, no. That's not the Gamorrean speaking.
Also, I have a Yoda penis.
It's a little green bag. It perks up here and there, coughs out some dust known as gum.
So this pig person's fighting his boss, huh?
All right, fighting Jabba the Hutt. Okay, so Jabba boasted that he could take them all on at once.
12 pig people at the same time.
But only if they were blindfolded.
What? Now it's getting gross.
As was Hutt tradition in such dominance fights.
Oh, yeah, I like where this is going.
And actually, good old-fashioned dominance fight, dude.
Well, I've read before a little bit about the Hutts and how they will, like, they're like these giant slug guys, and they'll, like, fight each other like big, fat snakes. It's kind of cool.
I could see that happen. Yeah, because, I mean, like, if you're a little more spry than Jabba, clearly Jabba let himself go in the last days.
Sure.
Yeah. Jabba was on lockdown. Quarantine.
Yeah, Jabba weighed like 210 as in March, and now it's just like, more streamer.
He was hot. He had like a chin and everything.
And everything.
I'm watching the Americans.
His tongue was so thin.
Of course, once the pigs were unable to see, Jabba had dozens of his thugs beat the Gamorreans mercilessly. A great twist.
Oh, brilliant. Way to go, Hutt. Way to go.
And I guess they're so dumb that they're just like, oh, wow, that job is tough.
These fat snakes kicking our ass.
I don't know. The fat snake was like really tall and actually like had baseball bats, like a bunch of them. How many hands does he have?
So the 9 who survived, by the way.
Wow. Jesus.
We're awed at the fighting proficiency of the Hutt crime lord.
They never told them?
I guess not. Well, These guys are really stupid.
That's also how you keep your rep on the street. It's like, yeah, these Gamorreans go to the Mos Eisley Space Cantina. You know, they're licking their wounds and like, I don't know, man. That guy looks really fat, but he is fucking fast.
That guy kicked the shit out of all of us.
It was like a Steven Seagal movie.
He killed 3 of us.
The leader of the guards was the tough Ortug, also a Gormarian, whose time was spent alternatively watching the Corin Tessic for Jabba. I guess that's something from a short story or something.
The Tesseract?
Yeah, it sounds like that. Corin Tessic for Jabba. Someone on Twitter is already telling me all about it.
It's his butt plug. It's his prized butt plug. He's got many butt plugs, but that's the one he likes the most.
Yeah, he replaces it with Han and Carbonite. Oh, I think I like Solo where he is. In my ass. That'd be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Okay, so this guy, the leader of the guards, also would love to harass Gartug. Now, Gartug and the others served as palace sentries. Although the guards could understand many alien tongues, their vocal anatomy forced them to speak in Germanese, which sounded to the average non-Gamarian listener like a series of grunts, squeals, and snorts.
Yeah, so they sounded like pigs.
Yeah. It's your classic Star Wars. Oh, no. That's not just a bunch of pig noises. That's a complicated language.
Oh, that's everywhere, though, dude. That's on Star Trek. Like, no, that's not a rabbit. That's a mystical creature that looks like a rabbit with a horn on its head.
But I will interject here that I did, in preparation for this yesterday, I took the time out and read Gartug's short story in Tales of Jabba's Palace, which is sort of where this name, I think, originates from. They do talk about Ortug and some of these other guards. They don't talk about the dominance fight, and they don't talk about the Tesseract or whatever it was. Yeah. So, but Gartog is famously dumber than all the other Gamorrean guards.
It's good that we started with the stupidest one.
Yeah. His short story, I'm going to explain a little. This is kind of a light entry, folks at home, so...
Yeah.
You know, not all these Gleep glossaries are going to be as long. I remember some folks were like, this one's, you know, worrying about the run times, but some of them have been an hour long or more.
Yeah, yeah. It all depends upon, you know, how big the character is.
Exactly. And it evens out.
This pig person is nothing.
A pig person is nothing. And
it's a pig man, Jerry.
So Gartog is always like berated by Ortug and some of these other Gormarians because he doesn't speak in full sentences. He's so stupid.
And dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't all even snort in a full sentence?
What does he do, like bizarro talk, like me am hungry and shit?
Pretty much, yeah. He's like a caveman of the pig people. And his whole storyline in that short story is like, he's like, oh man, I found a dead body. What the fuck? You know what? I always wanted to take a ride on Jabba's sail barge, and I need to prove my worth, show that I, you know, like take initiative. I'm going to solve this murder. Me, Gartog, I'm going to solve this murder.
So dude, Detective Gartog.
I know.
One
right?
more question, please.
One more oink.
Can I use your galactic fax machine?
It's a dead kitchen boy, someone who served in Jabba's kitchen.
Yeah, I served a lot of dead kitchen boy. I know what that means.
Was it David Carradine discovered with one?
Oh, Lord.
So he takes this dead kitchen boy, puts it up over his pig shoulder, and he's like, I'm going to walk around and investigate. And he proceeds to talk to people with a decaying body over his shoulder.
What?
Yeah. And he's like so dumb, he like kind of forgets it's there. And eventually,
One more question. Did you see this rotting corpse before he started to rot?
And event, you know, he's talking to people, and then like he finds some other dude that just like, had stabbed a monk below Jabba's surface there. And I was like, is this one of the monks with the heads in the jars? But I guess it's one where it's before his head went in a jar. Anyway, there's a lot to deal with Jabba's
palace.
What monks
are with the head in the jar?
Yeah, monks. What?
When C-3PO and R2-D2 enter Jabba's palace, there is a spider-like creature that's like metal with like a big jar in like the underbody. And supposedly this is like a sect of monk that removes their brain or whatever and puts them into a spider body. I don't know.
Oh, that's fucking weird as hell, dude.
It sounds pretty cool.
Where's the fucking comic book about that?
Yeah, I need to look that up. That might be a fun Gleep glossary. It might be a Wikipedia type of thing, though.
Ooh.
So Gartog finds this some dude like over this monk's body who had just stabbed this monk to death or whatever, robbed him. And this dude's like, no, Gartog. He's meditating. But Gartog's like, okay, well, you know, can't leave him here. Better put him over my other shoulder.
Oh, come on, Gartog, you idiot.
Yeah. So he's walking around the entire palace trying to solve this fucking crime. And eventually he's talking to multiple people.
What, he's got like a body on each shoulder?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's like a reverse Weekend at Bernie's.
He goes back to the kitchen and the kitchen staff is like, dude, we're fucking trying to cook. We got to be sanitary. I know it's Jabba's and all, but fuck. Get the fuck out of here. So he leaves, he goes back and forth with people, and like he starts talking to people that are like, oh my God, did you hear what happened to the fucking Rancor? And he's like, what?
Well, yeah, no, he's not going to start grabbing the Rancor, is he?
Well, he went to the Rancor Keeper, and like the Rancor Keeper's like, wait, you want me to like feed this to the thing? Like, what do you? He's like, no, I can't do that. I need to investigate these crimes. I'm Gartok. Guard Dog the detective. He just keeps walking around the palace, and I guess the joke of the story is everyone he talks to gives him another detail of what is happening in Return of the Jedi.
Oh.
So his bumbling nature results in him not being able to go on Jabba's sail barge, thus saving his life.
Oh, shit, dude. His stupidity was his ultimate strength.
That's always been mine.
Yeah, same here. Weird.
So that's sort of the gist of the short story in the Tales of Jabba's Palace book. It might be one of the worst short stories I've read of Star Wars.
I don't know, like him walking around dead bodies. I'm into that.
It's sort of like morose in its own way. Now that Tales of Jabba's Palace, dude, it's like a book, or was it a comic book?
It's an actual. I don't think I could say it's an actual book. I don't think I could say it's an actual book, but. Yes, it's a compilation of short stories, so there's tons of them in there. Like, one of them is Boba Fett surviving the Sarlacc. So there's other little vignettes of stuff around Jabba's palace.
Gotcha.
Is it like Alice's Restaurant? It's like 15 minutes long?
Yeah, every story is about 15 minutes long. Like, I read that Gartok story.
The classic one where Jabba has that big pool party and he refuses to invite his neighbors.
Dude, that would be... What do you think? Like, no, he's out in the desert there, but it's probably like an area where, like, a little bit further down, there's some, like, other shady fucking palaces.
Yeah, totally. He
Palace Row
has,
kind of a thing?
Yep, exactly. Cool. He's definitely got feuds with neighbors. They're just, like, miles away.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Damn it.
The fucking Next Door app or whatever. It's like, someone was fucking eating frogs pretty loud.
The Next Door app, man. Just when you thought Facebook was boomery enough.
What is the Next Door app?
Holy shit, dude. It's like an app where it's like you put in your address and there's like neighborhood groupings. Like in for the city, it's like very specific. So part of it is like, I've got this desk that I'm giving away. If anyone wants a desk, it's free. Just you got to come move it. Things like that. And it's like community issues.
How many more ways can I sell my information to the mafia?
The other half of that website is just insane boomer shit. And like with fucking coronavirus, dude, it has been ripe for entertainment.
Well, just people complaining about their neighbors, essentially?
Or no, just like being fucking insane. Just like the boomer conspiracy theory people and the people. Like in the city, it's a lot of like, well, I should be able to go outside and not wear a mask because blah, blah, blah. And you just like, it's fucking bonkers.
I have not read it in forever. I had like when I first moved out of the city, I had gotten it and I've gotten rid of it and I've unsubscribed from their email listings and shit. But I remember once, I was coming back from the show really late at night. I was like walking around this town at like 1 a.m. and I was like, oh, let me quickly check my email. I felt a little vibro there in my pants. Turns out it wasn't my fucking green Yoda bag. It was my fucking phone. And I read the email and it was very funny because it was like very haunting too. And you'll see why. But it was the Next Door people. And like one person was like, is anyone else hearing a haunting wailing woman on Mountain Avenue? Like, it was all like, yeah, dude, it was like fucking insane horror story I read while walking around in the fucking pitch black. And it was like, there is a howling scream on the wind this eve.
Dude.
And it was, but it was not written as eloquently, so it was like kind of believable. So I'm like, oh my fucking God.
There's a ghost.
Exactly. So I had to run home and eat my Scooby snacks.
Ghost mail, dude.
And that's an app I want to invest in, is ghost mail.
Absolutely, yes. Writing letters with the dead, dude. Yeah, corresponding.
That would be great.
It could be like a fake account where it's like a famous dead person from history. And you can correspond with that person, and then we write back, like, in character.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little correspondence fictionally.
Like, anyone people select, like, you'll have to fake. Like, all right, I guess I'm pretending to be Hitler today.
Well, maybe some stipulations, like, oh, we couldn't connect to Hitler.
He's a very busy man.
You know, I connected, this ghost mail thing's bullshit. I connected to F. Scott Fitzgerald, and somebody just wrote me back his Wikipedia entry. So these guys aren't even trying anymore.
Yeah, that's what that's what would lead to the downfall of a business like that. Copying and pasting.
Oh, yes, I do remember when I wrote, I don't know, Great Gatsby? Yeah, Great Gatsby?
That's one.
So, by the way, just to round out the story here, I believe the next summation is, the next paragraph summarizes, I guess, what I've already said about the short story, where when the rescue attempt to free Han Solo was being launched by a team of rebels, Gartok had his own problems. Bodies were piling up in the lower levels of the palace, and he wanted to solve their murders.
Clear, clear rebel propaganda. We call that day the rescue attempt on Han Solo. No, that's the fucking assassination of Jabba the Hutt. All right,
absolutely,
let's,
dude.
Let's call it what it is.
Absolutely,
the liberation of Han Solo and the liberation of the Ewok people. No. That is fucking the Endor moon invasion.
Yeah. By the way, Disney Plus, like, fucking make a show about Jabba's death and like the crime lords moving in to take over the turf.
That's the move.
Because you know they came right out of the woodwork, dude.
Absolutely.
Like, what was going on at the fucking canteen after that?
It's a big slugs to fill.
I will. dude, nice one. I guarantee you there's going to be a Hutt on this next season.
Oh,
of
really?
The Mandalorian.
You guarantee this?
I'm going to guarantee it.
Inside info.
No, I just feel like there's. Because it's following a lot of the cartoon stuff. The cartoons are rotten with the Hutts. I feel like they want to have some Hutts going on.
Oh, man. I got to say, with, like, you know, the aesthetic of that show, I bet you that looks fucking cool.
I'd be interested. I'm not even against it. I'm just sort of curious. I just feel like, and it's a good move, especially like in that world, the underworldy thing. There's got to be like other Hutts on other planets doing other stuff.
Do you think it would cheapen it if that Hutt could speak English? You know, like, he's still doing kind of an alien voice, but he can communicate with Mando.
We Hutts want what you want, civilization.
I'm just putting it out there again. The quarantine is taking its toll on my body. I could shave my head and be a Hutt if you needed it. And,
I would love to play a Hutt.
Steve, have you shaved your head, actually? if you shaved your head and also, like, shaved your beard off and everything, I think you might have the perfectly shaped head to play, like, a live-action Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I have a large, bulbous head. And
Smooth Dak.
no one wants to see Smooth Dak, man. I'd look like Paul Kinsey in that episode where he becomes a Hare Krishna, and it's just not a good move.
Oh, my God. I remember that. And then he writes, like, a Star Trek pilot, or is that before or after?
No, that's the same episode. Yeah, it's the
Negron Complex.
Oh, yeah, not pilot, just a spec script. Amazing. Man, I'm jealous of your Mad Men watch.
It's right there, buddy, on the Netflix. The Netflix.
Well, it looks like I might have the time.
You might just.
Anyway.
So the Gamorrean, so the pit guard, he's just running around during the liberation of Han Solo's body.
Yeah, they're trying to, you know, he's trying to, you know, solve these murders. And it turns out his sleuthing duties wound up to save his life as they kept him from getting on the ill-fated sail barge to dispose of Jabba's prisoners at the Great Pit of Carcoon. End of entry. That is Gartog, the Gamorrean pig guard.
Excellent, that dude. You know what, though? Because fate's sort of unknown, big question mark here for Gartog. You could see him in the next season of The Mandalorian, too.
Or maybe just a whole other... It's a built-in show. He's already a detective, da-da-da-da-da, that's it. You know exactly. What I mean?
Right. Well, like, your point, Andrew, about Mando is great. Like, show me an old pig. Old pig man.
Definitely. He's got like a long, wispy white beard kind of a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. That sounds like a character out of like a Kung Fu Panda movie or something.
He can't oink as much as he used to.
He's older than his dad was at his age and whatever else.
It's really starting to freak him out. He can't mud wrestle anymore.
He's learning like to deal with the fact that every day he's more useless than the last.
Kind of like what we're doing right now.
Well, I guess that's going to conclude this edition of the Gleep Glossary. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a patron. Tell your friends what they're missing out. I mean, we don't talk about Next Door every episode.
We don't. And we've got a lot of other great stuff coming up. We've also got a side order of sleaze. It's coming back this month on the $8 level, baby.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
right. What should we just do? We tell them what it is?
Yeah, because we talked about it on the Exterminator.
That's right. It's Don's Plum. The Pussy Posse movie.
We're really excited. I've never seen it, so I'm excited.
Oh. I've seen it. It's truly something.
It's yeah, it's a lot of just talking in diners. We'll get there when we get there, but you know,
it's like if Clerks, if every character in the movie was an annoying piece of shit.
Mm.
I think you pinned the tail on the donkey with that one. So until next time, I've been Eric Siska.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Now go eat, shoot yourself, and remain indoors, I guess. Stay in Jabba's palace, you fucks.